Fran's daddy woke her wielding a mister. "Fran," he said, spritzing her like a wilted houseplant. "Fran, honey, wakey wakey." Fran had the flu. Except it was more like the flu had Fran. In consequence of this, she'd laid out of school for 3 days in a row. The previous night, she'd taken 4 NyQuil caplets and gone to sleep on the couch while a man on the TV threw knives. Her head was stuffed with boiled wool and snot. Her face was wet with watered-down plant food.
"Hold up," she croaked. "I'm awake."
She began to cough so hard she had to hold her sides. She sat up. Her daddy was a dark shape in a room full of dark shapes. The bulk of him augured trouble. The sun wasn't out from behind the mountain yet, but there was a light in the kitchen. There was a suitcase, too, beside the door, and on the table a plate with a mess of eggs. Fran was starving. Her daddy went on.
"I'll be gone sometime. A week or three. Not more. You'll take care of the summer people while I'm gone. The Robertses come up this weekend. You'll need to get their groceries tomorrow or the next day. Make sure you check the expiration date on the milk when you buy it, and put fresh sheets on all the beds. I've left the house schedule on the counter, and there should be enough gas in the car to make the rounds."
"Wait," Fran said. Every word hurt. "Where are you going?"
He sat down on the couch beside her, then pulled something out from under him. He showed her what he held. One of Fran's old toys, the monkey egg.
"Now you know I don't like these. I wish you'd put them away."
"There's lots of stuff I don't like," Fran said. "Where are you off to?"
"Prayer meeting in Miami. Found it on the internet," her daddy said.
He shifted on the couch, put a hand against her forehead so cool and soothing it made her eyes leak.
"You don't feel near so hot right now."
"I know you need to stay here and look after me," Fran said. "You're my daddy."
"Now, how can I look after you if I'm not right?" he said. "You don't know the things I've done."
Fran didn't know, but she could guess.
"You went out last night," she said. "You were drinking?"
"I'm not talking about last night," he said. "I'm talking about a lifetime."
"That is,"
Fran said, and then began to cough again. She coughed so long and so hard she saw bright stars. Despite the hurt in her ribs, and despite the truth that every time she managed to suck in a good pocket of air, she coughed it right back out again, the NyQuil made it all seem so peaceful her daddy might as well have been saying a poem. Her eyelids were closing. Later, when she woke up, maybe he would make her breakfast.
"Any come around, you tell him I'm gone on ahead. Airy man tells you he knows the hour or the day, Fran, that man's a liar or a fool. All a man can do is be ready."
He patted her on the shoulder, tucked the counterpane up around her ears. When she woke again, it was late afternoon and her daddy was long gone. Her temperature was 102.3. All across her cheeks, the plant mister had left a red, raised rash. On Friday, Fran went back to school. Breakfast was a spoon of peanut butter and dry cereal. She couldn't remember the last time she'd eaten. Her cough scared off the crows when she went down to the county road to catch the school bus. She dozed through 3 classes, including calculus, before having such a fit of coughing the teacher sent her off to see the nurse. The nurse, she knew, was liable to call her daddy and send her home. This might have presented a problem, but on the way to the nurse's station, Fran came upon Ophelia Merck at her locker. Ophelia Merck had her own car, a Lexus. She and her family had been summer people, except now they lived in their house up at Horse Cove on the lake all year round. Years ago, Fran and Ophelia had spent a summer of afternoons playing with Ophelia's Barbies while Fran's father smoked out a wasp's nest, repainted cedar siding, tore down an old fence. They hadn't really spoken since then, though once or twice after that summer, Fran's father brought home paper bags full of Ophelia's hand-me-downs,
some of them still with the price tags. Fran eventually went through a growth spurt, which put a stop to that. Ophelia was still tiny, even now. And far as Fran could figure, Ophelia hadn't changed much in most other ways. Pretty, shy, spoiled, and easy to boss around. The rumor was her family had moved full-time to Robbinsville from Lynchburg after a teacher caught Ophelia kissing another girl in the bathroom at a school dance. It was either that or Mr. Merck being up for malpractice, which was the other story. Take your pick.